The Sirocco wind blows strong from the southeast on the shores of the island of Sant'Antioco. From this direction came the Barbary Corsairs, who for centuries robbed and attacked its inhabitants. My name is Efisio Melis Alagna. I'm the commander of the Sardinian artillerymen, and right now, October the 15th, 1815. It took 2 years to build Saguardia de Supisu, the Savoy fort where I am now standing. Here, soldiers and population find protection. Threats of raids by Barbary pirates are common. How many villages on our beloved Sardinian coast have been robbed and plundered by them? I admire our castle. In the meantime, I can smell the harvest in the air. Sounds of grape harvest. Most of the inhabitants are busy at the moment. It is the hour of sunset and dusk over the waters of the Gulf of Palmas. I see a fleet. I look closer. What a relief. They are British flags. October the 16th, 1815. Ships have arrived from Tunis. They are attacking us. There are so many of them.
Soldiers! Master! They are here, in front of us.
For the whole morning, we have been defending the edges. Now we are in the fort. We can no longer prevent their assault. The Tunisians are attacking us. They have made an opening to the east in a more concealed area. As I struggle, I see the militiamen and my 10 gunners fighting to the death. They defend me at the cost of their lives. Shots are fired from rifles and pistols, but also sabers and daggers. Other soldiers surrendered. Angelina, my sister, and other women were captured and taken prisoner to Tunis, leaving around 170 orphaned children on the island. In total, there are 133 prisoners of Admiral Abzuna. I can't take it more. I have no more strength. One shot. The last one. My body, now on the ground, is exhausted. The last sigh. My soldiers and I prefer death to slavery. I'm buried in the Church of Sant'Antioco, honored to have fought to the death in defense of this land.